Well, I'm trying to think about. I have something that would be good to kick it off. Go ahead.
Oh, I got something good to kick it off. You want to fight?
No.
So I was going to start off with something that is so out of character for me.
I'm intrigued.
See, I knew that would do it.
Hi.
Do you know that the other person here is Robin Hilton, and we are a duet?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have the perfect duet. This is Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga, and that's how we're starting our show.
All right, hit it.
Live high atop the Triangle Towers in Washington, D.C.,
here's Tony!
She gets too hungry for dinner at 8.
I'm starving.
She loves the theater, but she never comes late.
I never bother with people that I hate. That's why this chick is a tramp.
She doesn't like crap games with barons and earls.
I won't go to Harlem in diamonds and pearls. And I definitely won't dish our dirt with the rest of those girls.
Thank you. That's why the lady is a tramp.
I love the free.
Life without care.
Oh, I'm so broke.
It's oak.
I hate California. It's crowded and damp.
That's why the lady is a tramp.
Sometimes I go to Coney Island.
Oh, the beach is divine.
And I love the Yankees.
Jeter's just fine.
I follow Rogers and Hart.
She sings every line. That's why the lady is a tramp.
I love a prize fight.
That isn't a fake.
No fake. And I love to rowboat with you and your wife in Central Park.
She goes to the opera and stays wide awake.
Yes, I do. That's why this lady is a tramp.
She likes the green.
Grass
under her shoes.
What can I lose? 'Cause I got no dough.
Oh no.
I'm all alone when I blow my lamp.
That's why the lady is a tramp. Go. That's so. Hates California. It's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp. That's why the lady is a tramp.
That's why the lady is a tramp.
We need a big band.
Yeah, we really do. That is so great. On the one hand, it'd be so easy to say this record is just gimmicky.
This
you know,
is Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga.
Yeah, and he did this record with a bunch of other, her and a bunch of other artists, Sheryl Crow, Queen Latifah, Willie Nelson, a real broad, eclectic mix of artists.
And Amy Winehouse.
And Amy Winehouse. And you could say that it was sort of gimmicky or just a ploy to introduce him to a new audience or something. But I think it works. That was awesome.
Yeah. Totally. So we have a first listen. You can listen to the record. Lady Gaga, John Mayer, Amy Winehouse, Kitty Lang, Aretha Franklin, Willie Nelson. Anyway, go listen. Lots of fun. Tony Bennett. We are going to try to get Tony Bennett to come do a Tiny Desk concert.
Would
that be too much?
I could die a happy man.
Yeah.
That would be wonderful. I've got another guy-girl duo. Completely different from the one we just heard. It's a group called Exit Music. It's Alexa Palladino and Devon Church. Have you heard them yet?
I did, yeah.
What an incredible little EP they're about to put out. She's originally from New York. He's from Winnipeg. They moved out to LA and wrote some songs together. They're back in New York. They've been playing together for a few years, and they've got an EP coming out October 4th called From Silence. I want to play the opening cut. It's called The Sea.
And in order to do that, you need this. We can't afford but one cable.
We are NPR. Set Music, that song was called The Sea from their EP From Silence. It's due out October 4th. Nice shimmery guitars, a great vibe to that record, kind of a little bit of Portishead, part Radiohead. Exit Music, they're working on a full-length record, and hopefully it'll be out sometime next year.
Did you see the video we did where it was like a giant cat? It was kind of a combination of cat, space, psychedelia. oh, you missed that one. So we do a lot of first watches videos and stuff, and this was a group called Milagres. It's kind of like the never-ending story with cats, and it's in space.
Did you ever see the movie A Cat from Outer Space?
I didn't.
Oh, great movie.
Did Milagres do the...
the soundtrack to Cat for... I don't think they were probably even born yet.
Okay. So Kyle Wilson is the leader, primary songwriter in this band, Milagres from Brooklyn. Didn't go anywhere for a long time, and then he decided to move out west. He's sort of into this wilderness thing. Did you... Sean Rao, he was here.
Yeah.
He talked a lot about how he'd go out in the wild for 30 days. Couldn't tell if that was a true story or not, because he told the story later about it. Somebody's head getting chopped off and getting put back on.
He had a lot of stories, and by the end of the session, I had no idea what was real.
So anyway, I took a detour, but this guy, Kyle Wilson, did do that for a bunch. He'd go into the wilderness, and he would be able to think of and compose songs in his head, which always absolutely boggles my mind. You're somewhat capable of that, aren't you?
Hear it in my head and then make it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I do it.
It blows my mind. So anyway, came back to Brooklyn. Out of it comes this very happy pop music. It's the Milagres album came out on the 13th. I'm going to play you a song called Halfway, which was that video I talked about.
Looking through shades of light.
That's a case, I think, of a song that the perfect percussion really made that work.
Oh, especially at the end.
Terrific?
It gets so huge. Yeah, I really like songs that build like that. And
I want to shake the hand of the engineer that engineered those drums.
Yeah.
That is nice. And good song, real good song. Milagros, the album is out already, and it's called The Glowing Mouth is the name of the album.
Do you remember last year, Laura Veers put out a record called July Flame, and she came to NPR to do a Tiny Desk concert. She was quite pregnant, and I think she was actually at 9 months, really, wasn't she, or eight and a half?
Third trimester, yeah. We'll just say.
Yes, very close to having this kid. Well, presumably, well, we know she had the kid, and presumably she's been spending all her time raising the kid, but turns out she's also had some time to make music, and I'm guessing that what she thought as a mother, as new parents often do, they realize there is no good music out there for kids to listen to.
And the father of that child is Tucker Martine. Tucker Martine is no slouch to music. He's made some of the, produced some of the best records of this decade.
Yeah. And so together they thought, you know, how about we put together, we'll do a record of chip music for children. And it's the record's called Tumblebee. It's a bunch of lullabies for kids. And when I first saw it, I thought, I thought this could be a groaner. I don't know. Put it on, fell in love immediately. This is the first cut. It's called Little Lapdog Lullaby. How could I have doubted for a second that Tucker Martine and Laura Veers would put out a great children's record? The whole album, man, it'll be played at my house for sure. that's the trick with music for children, right? It's not children's music, it's music for children, and it's something that the parents can enjoy too.
So what I found in music that I really like for kids, I like really nice 20s and 30s jazz was really fun.
There was something really kind of cool and
playful. There was a Don Byron record that was really wonderful. Maybe we'll need to do another kids show.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't done that in absolute ages. But I'm going to play something that worked mood-wise for me. This record obviously wasn't out. A record by Harold Budd has just come out. Now, Harold Budd announced retirement 6, 7, 8 years ago.
Yeah, I thought he said
I said everything I wanted to say in music, which is a pretty astonishing thing for someone to say. But now he's come out with another record, had a change of heart, I think.
I'm picturing Columbo, or, you know, there's just one more just one more thing. I do have, now that I think about it, one more thing.
So let's listen to Mr. Harold Budd. Harold Budd's a minimalist. He works with very little. In 10 seconds, maybe he'll play you know, seven notes. Mm-hmm. Right, think of that with any other record you listen to. So the record by Harold Budd is called In the Mist. This song I'm going to play is called, maybe you know how to say this, H-A-R-U.
Haru.
And the last word is spring. So Haru, spring.
What is that? Now that's awesome.
That was Ringo Death Star.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was great. Oh, we almost did that last week.
Yeah.
It was almost as though I felt like you were... It's like he was waiting for the piano to say something to him. Like he was just sitting there having this conversation. he'd say something and he'd wait for the piano to have something to say back. The patience that he has to play like that.
He lived in the desert. He lived in the desert.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it is the other... It's a counterpoint in life that we sort of lost. I think that's what he brings to the table. Mm. Harold Budd brings to the table. It's like we are so used to being bombarded by visually and orally by so much. And for just 4 or 5 minutes, if you just listen to one song and here you had it, it'll prep you for... what you've got.
I hate to harsh your mellow, but what we're about to play next, the only thing you need to know is it comes from a record that's called Nasty, Brutish, and Short.
Go for it. Who is that?
The band is Pujol. It's just basically one guy, Daniel
Pujol.
Oh, I like
that record. I forgot that song.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Nashville group. This guy, he's put out 10 albums, EPs or singles.
You said albums.
I don't think I did, but okay. That's okay. This guy, he's this guy, he's put out 10 albums, albums. 10 albums, EPs, or singles in less than 2 years on 6 different labels, including Jack White's Third Man Records. Now he's on Saddle Creek. This one comes out October 18th, and it is, just as the title says, Nasty, Brutish,
Spell
and Short.
Spell it, because it's not a
Pujol,
word.
Pujol? Yeah. P-U-J-O-L.
Excellent. I'm going to play A.A. Bondi. Remember A.A. Bondi?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, came to our South by Southwest coverage. A.A. Bondi does the kind of music that... on the face of it, seems to me like it just will be okay. You know what I mean? They're going to be nice records.
We're not from a shortage of singer-song guys
right.
and guitars.
And when he puts out his singer-songwriter records, I always go, whoa, this is really strong.
Great live, too.
Yep, and good live, too. So the record's called Believers. The song is called The Heart Is Willing.
I heard your tummy a little bit on that one.
I thought that was your tummy.
It was her tummy.
I thought your tummy said album.
I'm not saying blum. Album.
Come hence.
Hey, Bondi.
Hadn't had a chance to hear that yet and loved where that went. It was very surprising.
The record is a little on the slow, pretty side. That one's the upbeat one. I love it. I'm excited about seeing Wilco. I've spent a lot of time with this new record. This is a fabulous, fabulous new record.
It's all I could do to keep myself from playing it again on this show.
But we're going to have plenty of Wilco coverage. We will have had a first listen party. It's on the first listen series. You can hear the whole album. And then we have a live concert coming up on Sunday, September 25th. The 25th.
Yeah.
And that'll be from Merriweather Post Pavilion live. And let's see what else we got live. We got put up the Sigaros video. If you out there have not seen this, it is really stunning. They've done a job of Sigaros is on a sort of hiatus. It's been 3 years since they did a concert, and for the last concerts, they quickly got a filmmaker, a really spectacular filmmaker, to come and shoot their stuff. They did it on real sort of high digital, and then went ahead and threw it up against a wall and filmed it in 16mm, shining flashlights on the wall, doing all sorts of crazy stuff. It's just gorgeous.
I watched them play. And I literally think, what planet are these guys from? Who are these people? I mean, who makes music like this?
Yeah, so that's pretty exciting. So Sigaros' forthcoming double record set coming out in November.
Have another live concert. Of course, we've mentioned it before, but it's coming up now. Olivia Tremor Control live from La Poisson Rouge in New York. Olivia Tremor Control, they're from Athens, Georgia, have a very trippy psychedelic sound. They love to make sound collages. They disappeared after getting a lot of attention about 10 years ago, and now they're back. I just want to give people a taste of what they can hear live on Wednesday the 21st. Afterwards, we'll archive it if you don't get a chance to hear it live.
And we have a live concert podcast for our new audience, if there's any new audience.
No. Well, and then another thing that happened with Olivia Tremor Control this past week, I got in the mail my remastered vinyl copies and downloads of a couple of the records, Black Foliage and Dusk at Cuba's Castle. I want to go out on a song that says it all. It's called A New Day by Olivia Tremor Control.
I'm going to be there, and we'll be doing it live from... Did that hurt?
Yes.
I'm so sorry.
I can't believe I'm not going to that show.
No, I can't believe either. I'm going to wear a Robin Hilton face mask just to have the spirit of you there. You'll be in my soul, buddy.
And thanks, man.
You'll be sitting back at home missing the whole damn show.
Well, I'll be working it live here, but.
And we should have video from the show, too. That'll come from La Poisson Rouge in New York City.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Robin. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.